USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein calls a New York Times story inaccurate and factually incorrect. The story accuses him last year of secretly suggesting he record President Trump to expose chaos in the White House and enlist cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. The president signs a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill in Las Vegas.
One more promise that the Trump administration is keeping.
A long line of women who either dated Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in high school or hung out with him are standing by him.
More than five dozen of us, the girls who were his closest friends in high school and hung out with him virtually every weekend, had no choice but to stand up and say, "That's not the Brett I know."
Negotiations are underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accuses Kavanaugh, to tell her story to the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More than a dozen people say they were preyed upon by California surgeon Grant Robichaux and his female companion, now both charged with drugging and raping women. Orange County DA Tony Rakaka says the two were using dating apps to target the women.
As to Robichaux, we're examining crimes that may have taken place from 2 decades ago to the present day. We're expanding our inquiry to several states as well as to other parts of California.
Authorities worry there may be hundreds more victims. Attorneys for the suspects say they did nothing criminal. 1 week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the Tar Heel State continues to feel the effects of the monster storm.
Some locations won't see rivers crest until late in the weekend, and flooding will continue well into next week. This means that lives are still at risk, and people need to stay alert for local evacuation orders.
The governor says about 3,700 people remain in shelters statewide. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 500 residents evacuated from an Omaha apartment complex housing immigrants from Myanmar because of code violations. Housing officials say the apartments were full of bugs and there were collapsing ceilings. Landlord Kay Anderson tells reporters he never received any complaints from the tenants.
Go home and Google the refugee camps in Thailand. They all have thatched roofs and you know, dirt streets, and you know, the bugs have always been part of their lives. The roof leaks have always been part of their lives, which is probably why they haven't complained.
Omaha officials say they received nearly 100 complaints last Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivering opening remarks at the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded last year by Biden and his wife Jill. The summit in Washington is meant to find new solutions to fight the disease. More than 50 companies are expected to announce steps to improve cancer care and ways to help patients and their loved ones deal with the disease.
Too many patients, families, and caregivers are depending on all of us. And I am absolutely convinced, beyond any shadow of doubt, we can make hope real.
Biden's son, Bo, died of a malignant brain cancer in 2015. We're learning more about the early Thursday morning incident at a Florida airport when a 22-year-old student hopped a fence and boarded an American Airlines jet. One of the airport workers who confronted the suspect inside the cockpit says he immediately knew something wasn't right, so he took him off the plane.
I said, "You get down on the ground right now and you stay right there." I was right on him like a dog.
The man was arrested and charged with attempting to steal an airliner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.